Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Wisdom of Spirit with Rose and Winterbrook. I am Rose Jimenez, and we're going to bring on Winterbrook right now. I lost her. Here we go.
Hi, hey, Rose. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Excited to be here. It's been 2 weeks for me. I missed you, everybody.
As you guys know who've been listening to us, and for those of you who don't, because this might be your first show, we've been at this since September 22nd, I believe. This is the Wisdom of Spirit with, of course, myself, Rose Jimenez, and Winterbrook Ryan. And we are here every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. And we are offering a myriad of spiritual and metaphysical insights to help and guide you in your day-to-day living. Topics will include and are not limited to, I'm sorry my tongue's not working tonight, spirit messages, guidance, psychic and mediumship chats, alternative healing modalities, monthly meditations, chakras, which we're discussing tonight. Tonight is chakras 101 part 2, gemstones, tarot, runes, astrology, animal communication, and more. And we will be having special guests from time to time. So if you would like to learn more about me, go to www.readingswithrose.com. And Winterbrook is a certified medium who's given public demonstrations of mediumship in the U.S. and internationally. Her program on mediumship is a recommended program among Long Island public libraries. And I got to tell you guys, she is burning up libraries. I'll have her tell you a little bit of what her upcoming library dates are. And if you want to know more about Winterbrook, check out www.winterbrookmedium.com. So there's the information, and that's where you can find out more about each one of us. And now, Winterbrook, let us know what you're doing, what your upcoming events are.
Okay. Well, this week I will be at Plain Edge Public Library in Massapequa, Long Island, on Tuesday, October 25th, starting at 7 p.m., I am aware there's about 10 seats left. They already have about 50 people coming. So if you're interested, you have to give them a call Monday and ask to reserve a seat. Then on Thursday, October 27th, next week, I will be at my hometown, Northport Public Library, starting at 7, and I didn't get a chance to give them a call today. They usually have a good crowd. We have well over 100 people that come, and it's a nice evening. So if you want to give them a call to see if their seats are available, terrific. I always say call first because some of the libraries do wait lists. That's this week coming up. Then the following week I have a great fundraiser in Dix Hills for the Candlewood Middle School PTA. If you'd be interested, you do not need to be a parent of a student. You can just come down, and it's $30 at the door, or you can check my website for the email to the mom in the PTA that's handling tickets, and it's $25 pre-register. And then Wednesday the 2nd, I'll be in Adelphi University giving a lecture. And then we're getting into, you know, November with Meet the Psychics. Yay! Get Eyes of Learning in Hicksville. It's a wonderful metaphysical learning community. And Sunday they're having their fall festival, which is a fundraiser, and I'm volunteering for a couple hours to do readings on their behalf. But all my dates, and I have a few more dates listed right through until March. If you want to check my calendar on my website, it's pretty up to date. And also details on how to contact each venue.
That is cool. So, yes, she's a very busy lady. And I hope to
Which,
get
by the way,
life.
Thursday, when I'm in Northport next week, Rose, you're doing this solo. So I'm going to encourage everybody to make sure that they can't come to Northport to make sure they're listening to Rose so she's not lonely.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going solo again next week. I mean, I miss Winterbrook when she's not here, but, you know, I love the work she does, and she really has to get out there and do her thing because she does such wonderful work. She makes so many people happy. She brings so much joy and peace and happiness to people. We need her out there, as they say, working in the trenches. So, yes, I'll be here next week. We'll be discussing the origins of Halloween or Samhain, whatever persuasion you are, what you call it or what it is to you. And it's a very big time for me, too, because for years we celebrated the Day of the Dead, which is Dia de los Muertos, and it's the tradition in Mexico to, on Halloween evening, go to your familial gravesite, and they bring food, candles, candies, you name it, and they have a party.
Fun.
So, yeah, and speaking of parties, I want you all to know that I will be doing I'm taking part in the Halloween bash over at Chat Noir, Black Cat in Rockville Center. Chat Noir is a restaurant, a tea house, whatever you want to call it. And they're going to be having dinner, mulled wine, spooky dessert buffet, raffles, and I will be there doing readings. So It's $50 per person, October 29th, Chat Noir in Rockville Center. So hopefully I'll see someone there. Now, this evening, we're going to be having Chakras Part 2. So, Winterbrook, last week we did Root Chakra, Sacral Chakra, Solar Plexus Chakra, and Heart Chakra. We went that far. And we're going to be picking up again tonight with the Heart Chakra, just a little recap, and then go further into the throat chakra and the third eye chakra and the crown chakra. So just to do a little recap, the root chakra is it's the very lowest chakra. It's below the base of the spine. Its color is dark red. It's a grounding energy center that grounds a person to the earth. And the essential oils you could use in conjunction with the root chakra are patchouli, myrrh, rosewood, thyme, and balsam. Stones, crystals that are associated with the root chakra are coral, red coral, garnet, ruby, and sometimes bloodstone. Symptoms of a blockage of the root chakra manifest as self-destructive behavior, depression, anger, overindulgence in food, alcohol, drugs, etc. So if you see this going on within yourself or anyone else, and that's calling to light, there's a root chakra problem. So you want to get that balanced and cleared and, help you get on track again, because it's either chakras, I have to explain, are never closed. If a chakra's closed, you're dead. Chakras are either spinning too fast or spinning too slow, because they're energy wheels in our energy system in the body. And if it's spinning too fast, then you're going to have these issues, like I said, overindulgence in food, self-destructive behavior. If it's spinning too slowly, then you would have more of a problem with not having enough energy, or the absolute reverse of what I just said. So we always want to maintain the chakras in alignment. So moving on to the next chakra is the sacral chakra, and that color is orange. And that is right kind of below the belly button, between the belly button and the pubis. And this is your creative and reproductive center. So if all is going well, you will be very creative, and ideas will come and what have you. If there's a blockage, then you're going to have low self-esteem, emotional disturbances, abuse issues. So that is an example of an overactive sacral chakra. And again, the oils and the stones to that chakra. Your aromatherapy would be cardamom, sage, sandalwood, and benzoin. The next chakra going up the system here is your solar plexus chakra. That color is yellow, and that is right in the gut area, in the stomach area. And it's associated with the stomach area, digestive system. Symptoms of a blockage in your solar plexus chakra would be a sense of gloom and doom, a loss of zest for life, moodiness, negative feelings, trust issues, poor finance management, digestive troubles, excessive weight gain, aggression. So that's how you know when your solar plexus chakra is like overly active and running in the wrong direction. The associated oil to that chakra, the solar plexus, is cedarwood, hyssop, bergamot, juniper, lavender, and rosemary. The gemstones associated with the solar plexus chakra are crystal quartz, yellow jasper, amber, citrine, tiger's eye, topaz, sometimes rutilated quartz. And the next chakra is the heart chakra. And this is in the heart area at the sternum. And this controls your circulatory system and the immune system. Symptoms of a blocked heart chakra are trouble balancing physical and spiritual needs, addictions and having an addictive personality, codependency, anemia, hypertension, heart disease, and a person with a blockage there may very well have problems taking risks and trusting in love. Your essential oils for the heart chakra are geranium, jasmine, lavender, mandarin rose, tangerine, and ylang ylang. The gemstones associated with the heart chakra are jade, rhodonite, rhodochrosite, good old rose quartz, kunzite, and tourmaline.
An emerald.
So you could use those for the heart chakra. Did you say something, Winterbrook? Did I hear you?
An emerald. Don't forget emerald.
Emerald, yes, emerald.
I wanted to contribute. You're doing such a great job, but I said, oh, I better chirp in here.
Oh, chirp in whenever, definitely. So that's where we ended last week. And a new aside, diseases and associated chakras. Well, we touched on some of them, but let's go back. Root chakra, addictions, addictive behavior, ankle problems. I bet no one thought of ankle problems. Blood diseases, cold feet, constipation, frequent urination, gambling, migraines, obesity, spine problems, sciatica, oh God, that's my problem. diseases associated with the sacral chakra, addiction to junk food, alcohol, backaches, creative blocks, cystitis, fibroids, miscarriages, menstrual problems, prostate disease, overeating, uterine fibroids, womb problems, diseases associated with your solar plexus, abdominal cramps, acidity, acid reflux, diabetes, digestive problems, food allergies, fear, gallbladder problems, gallstones, heartburn, hepatitis, kidney problems. These are just some diseases associated with these chakras. Doesn't mean you all have them or whatever, but it's kind of like a red flag. Heart chakra diseases include allergies, asthma, blood circulation, bronchitis, chest congestion, fatigue, cough, high blood pressure, pneumonia, shortness of breath, sl- sleep disorders. So those are the diseases associated with the chakras we've already discussed. So now we're going to move on to the throat chakra. The throat chakra is located, of course, at the throat, and this chakra takes in communication, creativity, sound, intuition, thyroid glands, and some of the stones for the throat chakra are sapphire.
It's also your center of truth.
Yes.
Of who you are. So if you have a blocked throat chakra, there's some part of you that you're not expressing.
You're not speaking your truth. You're not speaking your authenticity.
Yes.
You're hiding it. And that's been going on for a long time, really. I mean, I guess at this point we could touch on that, you know, we've all been trying to be somebody else for a long, long, long time. And the book by Don Miguel Ruiz, The Four Agreements, really woke up a lot of people. I know it woke me up and woke up a lot of people as well, because we all really need to stop trying to be somebody else. We all need to have the conviction and we need to be grounded and have the foundation that we will accept and be who we are. I mean, why would you want to be a copy of something or someone? Be authentic. Be original. It's fear.
Fear. The need for approval, especially with younger, you know, if you had issues growing up, and you're always seeking approval from maybe a parent that had emotional issues, that couldn't express that, or, you know, in school. And these tend to be lodged in the throat chakra. And one easy way.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, one way to balance that.
Chameleon. You know. You don't like me this color, I'll change colors for you. And it really wasn't until in my 40s when I finally came out and said, this is me. Take me, like me, leave me, whatever, I don't care. I'm going to be me. So.
And I'm very happy you did, because I love you the way you are.
Oh,
now,
thank
what
you, and
some
I love
exercises?
You the way you are, too.
Okay,
this is like a marriage in heaven.
Okay, what are some exercises for the listeners so they can get to where you're at, which is being authentic and speaking their truth? Believe it or not, singing. Did you guys ever think about singing in the shower? Because I know a lot of people are kind of shy about singing out loud, but maybe driving in your car with the windows closed for those that are shy, and just sing, or sing in the shower, because singing opens up the throat chakra, gets the energy moving there. That's a good exercise for it.
Yeah,
something everybody can
do.
You don't
well.
Have to sing on key either. You just have to sing with joy.
Get the vibration going in the throat, yeah. Yeah, singing in the car is great. I actually got pulled over once because I was singing and I was boogieing in my car. And I got pulled over.
That's what I said. Keep those windows rolled down, folks.
It's like maybe the singing, yes, but I would not advise dancing in the driver's seat. It's not so good. That is the throat chakra. And the stones you could use for that is blue sapphire, turquoise, aquamarine. Kyanite is like one of my favorite stones.
Kyanite
so
for
light.
Everything.
Kyanite
for kyanite everything.
So
and it's self-cleansing. I carry a piece and I wear a piece. And, yeah, everybody should have a piece of kyanite.
Speaking of chakras and kyanite balances your chakras. So I have two, like, 4-inch blades of blue kyanite, and one is on each night table, and there's a clear quartz at the bottom end of my bed on the dresser, and I'm sleeping in that triangle every night, and it's just wonderful.
Well, dear, we think alike, except that my kyanite is about a pound and a half, about 4 inches by 3 inches, three-dimensionally, and I have a 12-inch piece of selenite just pointing right at me, along with some celestine and carnelian and rose quartz and all kinds of good stuff.
That is so nice. Yeah, I have a nice long piece of selenite in my living room. So as I lay there and veg out in front of the TV, I'm reaping the benefits of the selenite.
Absolutely.
But,
people usually get a good buzz when they walk into my bedroom, if they're sensitive. So
yeah, the one caution, I know a lot of people have tried to put the kyanite in the bedroom and they have a problem sleeping, so that might happen. I know I don't have that problem, but that might happen. A really good stone to help you sleep is lapidolite. But we're going to have a show on gemstones anyway soon. Those are the blue stones associated with the throat chakra. And the essential oils would be basil, eucalyptus, which I love, hyssop, cypress, frankincense, chamomile, and sage. Those are your stones for the throat chakra. And symptoms of a blockage, they say here, an unusual weight gain or loss, lethargy, insomnia, hot or cold intolerance, fatigue, and emotional instability. So those are some
of the... Sounds like menopause.
It does, doesn't it?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Oh, my God. Well, let's see. Is it here? Diseases associated with migraine, nervousness, no menopause. Well, nervous breakdown, which is kind of like menopause.
Well, menopause is not a disease. It's just a phase of life, kind of like pregnancy, and you get all the wacky side effects when you're pregnant. So.
Now, I got to say, and don't hate me, but my menopause, it came, it went, it was beautiful, a couple of night sweats, a couple of hot flashes, but that was it. Before that, my cycles were horrendous, so I was really happy to go through menopause.
You were blessed.
So now moving up from the throat chakra, we're going to go to the third eye, and this is your sixth energy center. It's called the third eye chakra or the brow chakra, and it's commonly known as the spiritual third eye. And it's located right in the middle of the forehead, above and in between both your physical eyes. It is represented by the color violet and is the psychic center of the body. Symptoms of a blockage here are inability to see the big picture, inability to understand and use psychic faculties, thyroid problems, nervousness, sinus problems, and poor eyesight. Some of the diseases with the brow chakra, allergies, anxiety, amnesia, chronic tiredness, deafness, dizziness, hormonal imbalances, migraine, scalp problems, and tension headaches. Also visual effect issues and vomiting. Symptoms of a blockage, we did. The gemstones associated with your third eye chakra, of course, quartz crystal. Quartz crystal is like the go-to, good-for-everything gemstone, in case you guys don't know that. Lapidolite, sodalite, azurite, amethyst, and tanzanite. The essential oils are anise, hyacinth, jasmine, juniper, lemon, and pine. And I know a lot of people like jasmine, but there's something in jasmine, I don't know what it is, but it sets me off and it makes me nauseous. I don't know if that's only me, but, you know, it's just I like it, but it starts to make me nauseous. So, and that is your third eye chakra. Also, you can use diamond for that chakra. I never knew, but it says here you could use diamond as well. Anything from you, Winterbrook, on this third eye chakra? I would imagine you teach psychic development classes. I would imagine that comes into play a lot with those classes.
Yeah, fear of the unknown is one of the things that blocks the third eye. Being afraid of the future, because, you know, part of the abilities of the third eye is clairvoyance, and that includes seeing future events or premonitions. So, you know, usually someone who has a lot of fear, especially fear of the future, will have a closed third eye. They have fear of psychic or mediumship. That can also show up with the third eye being closed. So...
Okay. And when I hear about chakras, and when I think mine are all like a little bit wacky. I definitely had fear of mediumship, and it's dissipated, but I'm still a coward. I make no bones about it. But
I have absolutely no fear. See, that's why we're good together. Opposites attract a little bit. I have absolutely no fear.
No fear. I love that about you. That's what I hear, my mouth hanging open in awe. Oh, my God, look at her go. It's like, I don't want to do it, but yeah, well, look. This is great.
No, not with the mediums. I mean, I have fears, but not with the mediumship. Just probably because growing up, you know, I wasn't doing it. It wasn't discussed, so I didn't have the experience of being taught superstition or taking on the fears of others. So it was more like a kid in the candy store. My only concern as I opened up was that I was doing it correctly or, you know, not violating any rules, like learning the rules how we go. But I was never afraid of, you know, I love
it. Yeah, see, you and Daniel, you guys have that. Growing up, I mean, I guess this fear was put into my mother from her parents, but whenever... we would talk about this, or I'd tell my mother I saw something or I heard something, and she had really prophetic dreams, my mom, and as well when she said things, whatever she said did happen to be true, but she would always, like, look at me like, you know, shh, don't talk about it, don't say it, you know, we don't discuss this, so it was kind of off-putting, because it was like, oh, so that's not good, and it took me years to... you know, realize that, well, it is good, but, you know, there's fear passing generation.
Yeah, and your mom taught you fears that she had of it that she probably learned from others. So that's
exactly.
You know, it's just an advantage that I had that I just wasn't exposed to that or taught that. So I don't have any fear. I mean, I have my own concerns, like crazy people running around with guns in you know, large public venues, things like that. That frightens me with my kids and, you know, seeing people injured that way, but not ghosts and spirits and all that good stuff.
Well, like, you would probably do zip lining, right?
No.
Would you zip line? You wouldn't?
No.
Because I know a lot of people like it and they're fearless. Me, I would never be caught on a zip line. But, you know, hey. If you like it,
no,
try it.
I don't know if I'm afraid of it. I used to love doing roller coasters and everything, but with I don't know if you realize or my back's crooked. I have some issues that way from car accidents. So activities like that are not appropriate for me in my condition now.
No.
So younger, before car accidents, I used to love the roller coasters, going upside down, whipping all over the place. I did want to go on one of those, you know, you go on the water skis and the boat pulls you and you're in a parachute, but I got sunburned. I was down in the Bahamas, so I wasn't able to do that. But these days, yeah, no, I don't do things. I don't climb up ladders on the third floor or roofs and things like that, so.
Thank God. Yeah, you get more cautious as you get older, and if it's not by choice, it's, you know, because you've had an accident or two, and the body's not going to cooperate, so, yeah. Trina, that was the third eye chakra. And now we're at the crown chakra. And this is your center of intelligence, bliss of divine wisdom. And this is located on the very top of your head. It also has to do with the, I've been saying pineal gland for 50 years. Now they call it the pineal gland, or whatever you want to call it.
I say penal, but, you know, I could be wrong.
Penal.
Tomato, tomato, potato, potato.
Yeah, and like, you know, now they're calling, well, again, astrology-wise, I always knew Uranus as Uranus. Now it's Uranus. So confusing. But anyway, we all know what we're talking about. So this is, again, crown chakra. It's at the top of your head. It rules the right brain hemisphere, right eye, and the central nervous system. It functions with wisdom and purpose and works with the universal consciousness. It's our connection to our higher self and the greater world beyond. Symptoms of a blockage are spiritual and psychiatric imbalance, inability to connect with the divine, trust issues, belief issues, and misunderstanding, and the lack of knowledge from a higher viewpoint. Somebody get out there and balance Donald Trump's crown chakra.
Oh, we're not going to talk politics on this show, dear. No politics.
Yeah, no.
We're going to talk chakras, dead people, spirit guidance.
Doctors, much better than politics.
Yes. Do we have any callers, Rose? Because if there's somebody listening with that has a short, before we got there, the spirit said, one of us, one of our listeners has a throat chakra issue.
Now, there's one person that has indicated they have a question. So let me see. Let's take a look. Hi, 407, you're on the air with Rose and Winterbrook. Who are we speaking with? Hello? Okay, I don't know where they went. This is really weird.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, are
Hello?
You area code 407?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Okay, what's your name?
I wanted to know if you had any messages from Aaron Walter Pollock.
We need your name, honey.
My name's Ashley Green.
Ashley?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, That was Winterbrook.
Oh, yes.
They had a Winterbrook, Ashley.
Hello, Winterbrook.
Okay. So you want me to take this one, Rose?
Yes.
Okay. Ashley, what I do have coming in is a grandmother energy. Would you understand a grandmother in spirit?
My great-grandmother, maybe?
Could be a great-grandmother, yes. This would be on mom's side of the family.
Yep.
Okay. And she's coming in, and I feel that she was around 5'2 to 5'4. I don't see her being very tall when she was here.
Me, my age when I was younger?
No, sweetheart, her height.
Oh, yeah, she was short.
Okay. Now, I also see that she had, let's call it a regular build. She wasn't super thin. Towards her older age, she was thin when she was younger, but she wasn't obese, and she's very uncomfortable about the fact that I'm talking about her weight. That's part of her personality. Do you remember that about grandma, great-grandma?
Yeah.
Okay. She is so excited to be coming through. She said she's very proud of you. She's jumping up and down. I can barely understand her. She's going so quick. Did you recently have an accomplishment, like in the last 6 to 9 months?
No.
I don't know. She seems to be very, very excited and proud that you accomplished something in the last 6 to 9 months.
I mean, I did get engaged, but he recently passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sweetheart. I'm so sorry. I feel that it might have been more academic or her excitement or something that you learned.
Academic,
was that
no.
The person you wanted to contact Ashley? Were you hoping to contact your fiance?
I was hoping to, yes.
All right. Well, I have Grandma here first, okay, because she's the one that stepped up. She said to just think about it, because it was like academic, you know, or job or career related is the something that she's excited about for you. She's very proud that you've done.
The
now,
only thing I could think of is that I was engaged once before for 8 years, and we separated, and that was probably the best decision that I've ever made. That would
okay.
be the only thing.
Okay, I want to stay with the link with Grandma because she says she has more to say, and she's showing me that she was a talker when she was here. Do you remember that about your great grandma?
No.
All right. Well, she told me she had a lot to say, and I'm seeing like the phone cord. Now, okay. She's saying your prayers are being answered. You've been asking for signs?
I guess.
All right. She's like, you wanted signs that some of your loved ones are around you from spirit.
I don't really know.
Okay. Well, this is what I'm gathering. So there are, your grandmother's saying that there have been signs. He'll be coming through is what I'm hearing from her.
Okay.
All right. Are you talking to anyone about the grief you're experiencing?
I have, yeah.
Okay, good. Because Grandma's encouraging you to stay with the bereavement work you're doing.
Okay.
All right. There's a lot of love coming from Grandma to you. And she's showing me that she's got her step back. So I feel like your great-grandmother passed from illness and she'd kind of lost mobility a bit.
She did, yeah.
All right, so she's telling me she's got her step back now that she's in spirit and she's showing like she's dancing a little bit. And she's saying all wounds heal. All right, is what she's coming through with the message. Now, it doesn't mean that it will be restored to where it was, but wounds do heal over time. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. Now, I also see there's a medium to large size dog that's kind of entering my awareness.
That could be a couple.
All right, and I do see it with a young male. I don't know if I'll link with that male, but he's with a medium to large-sized dog. I want to say I feel like it's a mixed breed, and I feel I almost want to go to like a yellow lab color, but then I bounce back to a darker color. I seem to be vacillating back and forth. 85 pounds, more or less.
I'm not remembering anything. Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So they're just kind of in the outskirts of my awareness, and I just need to acknowledge them and give them to you. All right. And I just see a whole bunch of your loved ones, the ancestors, like the great-grandparents. There's an uncle. They're all around you, all right? And they're supporting you emotionally and energetically. So I want to leave them with you, and I want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great night. Okay. If anyone else has a question, I see a couple of people called in, but I don't see question marks next to your name. So the only way we know that you want to speak with us is if you push the button 1, and that will light up a question mark so we know you want to talk to us. Okay. All right. here we have someone. 631 area code. Hi, you're on the line with Rose and Winterbrook.
Hi.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
Oh.
Hi, my name is Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Maria. What can we do for you?
I just want to know if you can pick up anything about something that's going on with a legal entanglement that we are involved with. It's supposed to be ended by now, and it's been dragging on and dragging on and dragging on because someone else is not doing the right thing.
I'm going to leave that one with you, Rose.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, you like the psychic work.
I do like the psychic work, and especially if it has anything to do with lawyers.
is that
I
not
only invested 42 years of my life working working with lawyers. I'm getting a feeling that there's a person who, like, this is a really negative, envious, jealous, not in a good place person. Does
yeah.
not like you or you and whoever you're with.
Well, I don't know about me, but yeah, it's the other person. But okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's like they just don't want. Is this something that is coming to you or your partner or who is?
Well,
I guess, for lack of a better term, who is the reward or the?
Well. It hasn't gone to a lawsuit. We've been trying to prevent that. We've been trying to work things out with this person. It's a partnership.
Is there something of value that's supposedly going to be going to someone here?
No. Well, they're involved in real estate, some rentals, and we want to dissolve the partnership, but this other person is not doing the right thing so that we could all go our separate ways and dissolve the company and go on our separate ways. He's just hanging on and hanging on because he wants things done his way. So we're trying, for 2 years we've tried not to go to a lawsuit, and now we're giving up and we're thinking the only alternative is to go
start
to a lawsuit.
Start the lawsuit and he'll back down.
But we don't know.
Yeah.
We're thinking that if we do threaten him with that, he'll just back down. Is that what you're saying?
You're going to have
yeah,
to start
and,
the
and
lawsuit.
Yeah, and I'm getting that too. Start the lawsuit and it'll turn around.
Yeah.
And what he's doing is he's bluffing.
Ah. You know, that's what the other person thinks, our other partner. There are three partners, and we're in good with the other partner number two. So, yeah.
Yeah, this is a very stubborn, spoiled person who it's his way or the highway. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Call the bluff.
Oh, okay. Then when we get
yeah, he's also stalling, and I feel like, you know, he wants to protect his pockets, though. So if you start the lawsuit and he's got to get an attorney and the attorney tells him how much it'll cost if you actually go to litigation,
yeah.
he'll be selfishly financially motivated to come to the table.
Okay.
It may not settle right
it's
away. You
like
might go back and forth.
Lose money.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
gonna. It might go back and forth so that he can annoy you.
We've been trying to settle this with, you know, the right way, and it's been costing us money, the lawyers, and it's just. It's been such a struggle for us, and we just want it over with. Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds like
yeah.
it's hopeful.
Well, good
it
luck with
like
that.
It sounds like he's going to lose money if he lets
yeah.
go. I don't understand because my guy's saying he's not. So it's a will kind of got to be his way.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he'll come around.
He will if you start the lawsuit. It's
okay.
just that he's not going to come. You're not going to settle it on the first round at the table. He's going to try to get something by you. Each like when you're going over negotiating the settlement, how you're going to settle out.
That didn't happen 100 times. Right?
Okay, but with the lawyers, it's going to be a little different because it's going to go back and forth a couple of times. But he's going to be getting those attorney bills at that point, and that's what's going to motivate him. So I just, you know, if you start the lawsuit and it doesn't settle in 3 months because you're going back and forth, just didn't want you to be, you know, bumming out. Expect that he's going to try to get one or two more jabs at you. And then, but he's not going to want to pay the retainer for actual trial work. So he will come to the table, but he's not going to come gracefully.
Yeah, kicking and screaming.
You got it.
Kicking and screaming.
You're not even going to get him there until you start the lawsuit. So unfortunately, you got to spend that money.
Unfortunately, we do have to start it. That's what I thought. We've been avoiding it, but we have no choice. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank
Good
you
luck.
So
much.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you for calling in and listening. Good luck.
My pleasure. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's funny because I got into that with my two brothers. We were all one-third owner in my mom's house, and I said, look, do me a favor, buy me out. And I was going through a divorce at the time, and I needed money. And they did not want to buy me out. And what happened was I sold my third to someone else through this great attorney I met. And once I sold my third, 6 months later, they put the house up for sale. So people are crazy. But, yeah, I do agree. That person will acquiesce once they start that lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. We have a caller here. It's Joseph. Let's see what Joseph has to say this week. Winterbrook. Joseph, you're on the line with Rose and Winterbrook.
Yes, good evening, ladies. I just want to say I love you guys and I love your show. And I have no specific question, but any welcome message would be great.
Well, Winterbrook, I'm biased. He's my best friend, so you take a shot here.
You need to pick up the pace, Joe.
You're right. You're on the
That's
money.
That's what I'm hearing. And also, you're familiar with your guides, right? You do this kind of work a little bit?
Oh, yes, all my life, yes.
All right, so I got the funny one.
Oh, there's a couple of comical ones. Okay.
The female.
Yes, yes. Well, there's
funny
two.
Female guides.
I know who you're talking about, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And she's like, you need to pick up the pace.
Yeah.
You're clogging up the flow.
That's right.
All right, so
yes,
you
and
know
you're
this.
On the money.
Now do it.
Yes. Well, I have intentions of doing it. I've just been under the weather. I had like a touch of the flu or something, but I have some plans of
action. No. That's not what she's talking about.
No, I mean to get busy and do what I have to do. I know what she wants me to do, yes. Yeah, I understand. I really do. And I thank you for that so much. I needed that confirmation.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much. And bless you, ladies. And I'll continue to listen. Keep
Thank
up the good
you.
Work. It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
All right, sweetie.
All right,
Feel
I'll
better.
Talk to you later, Rosie.
All right, honey.
All right, bye-bye.
Welcome back to listening. Okay. And yes. So, I forgot how to work my controls. There we go. Okay. And that's all we have as far as questions. We got one person in the chat room. Hi. And, okay.
That's because we got all listeners tonight with throat issues. They're not speaking up. So Spirit said to me, you're going to have listeners with a throat issue.
I'm telling you, yeah. I mean, we have one person here who's been holding on for most of the show. Maybe they just want to listen. Maybe they have a throat chakra issue. I don't know. But, you know, all things in divine right time.
Yeah, no,
I
that's
guess.
Okay. I'm just teasing. It's fine if they just listen.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they'll listen and then it'll hit them. I mean, you know, how many years did it take for me? But, yeah, so that's, you know, I don't know, Winterbrook, do you do chakra balancing as a service? I know I do, but do you?
Well, yeah, when I do a Reiki treatment, it usually includes balancing and clearing chakras. So,
okay, I do a specific chakra balancing treatment. So if any of you are looking for that, visit my website. It tells you what it's about on the services listing, if that's what you're looking for. And that's it. We are, let me see, we've got 6 minutes left to the show. So as I said, next week we're doing the Samhain or whatever you want to call it, Halloween. I think there's another name for it. There's so many names, but usually the most popular are Halloween and Samhain. I'm trying to see if I could let you guys know. My PC would cooperate. Of course, it doesn't want to all the time. Our lineup here. Next
well, the week after the Halloween, I'll be back and doing a meditation.
Yes, Winterbrook will be back, and she'll be doing her meditation. And then on the 17th of November, again, we have no Winterbrook, but I will be bringing you guys a... we have a guest that night, and that guest is going to be Cinnamon Moon, and Cinnamon is a... As well, she is a psychic, and she's the founder of SpiritLodge.com. Spirit Lodge has a great, if you're into totem animals and whatever, they have a great collection of totem animals and what the meanings are. So, you know, you can visit her. You can find her on Facebook under Cinnamon Moon. You can visit her at SpiritLodge.5U.com.
Oh, fun. I love spirit animals.
Yeah, her collection of totem animal descriptions it's the best out there as far as, you know.
What we'll do, Rose, is, was it the 3rd, November 3rd, when I'm doing the meditation, we'll incorporate meeting some of our animal spirit guides. So you can jot those down, and 2 weeks later when Cinnamon is on the air with you, the listeners can call in and get her feedback on that. How's that sound?
My God, that's a great idea. Yes. Yes, I like that. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll do that, and we'll delve into the spirit animals, or the animal totems, and then we can have Cinnamon speak on that when she's on, amongst other things. So, yeah, definitely.
And we will not be broadcasting for Thanksgiving. Just so everybody knows.
No, we will not. No, got to take a break sometime.
And that kind of brings
us
through. That's the end of November, so.
Yeah, and then in December on the 15th, our guest is going to be Lorraine Recchia, and she's going to talk about angels.
Yay, one of my favorite topics.
Yep, Lorraine is going to be discussing, she's written a book, and now the name of the book went right out of my head. My Wingmen, yes. She wrote a book, My Wingmen, Close Encounters with the Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. And I've got to tell you guys, I had a visit from Archangel Gabriel today in a Reiki treatment. It was great.
Cool.
So, yeah, we like angels.
Cool.
Yeah. So, anything else you'd like to add, Winterbrook?
Just want to wish everyone a wonderful couple of weeks since I won't be with you next Thursday. I do enjoy being on the show. Keep the calls coming in with questions. We like doing the spot-on readings. And you never know, your question, the answer to your question may help another listener because of the theory of like attracts like. They may be getting an answer that they need, and they might be too shy to call in. So by all means, help one another by calling in with your questions. If you have topics you'd like us to talk about, I know we're going to talk about mediumship going forward in December and January. We're going to have a couple of the shows just dedicated to mediumship, which is my love, my passion. Yeah, when Rose said we're going to do crystals, but I'd love to do the law of attraction one night. That's always fun. So we do have some neat stuff coming up, but if there's a topic you want to suggest to us, we always welcome that because we want to talk about topics that interest you guys. So,
You know, feel free to email either one of us and say, hey, you know, I'd love it if you do a show on XYZ or whatever, and we'll definitely do it. I mean, There's so much that we want to get to. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg here. We want to get into pet psychics and telepathy and dreams and letting go, how to go with the flow. So many people find that so difficult. Like we said at the outset of the show, you know, we're so steeped in fear. It's been shoved down our throat for so many years, not just us, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents. It gets worse by the year. I mean, every time I'm watching television or something, someone comes on, it's a commercial, and the commercial's based in fear. Let's scare the living hell out of them so they go out and buy our product. I don't know when it got to that, but fear sells, you know? So we'll talk about that one of these weeks as well. So thank you all for listening, and hopefully you'll listen next week. And it was a pleasure spending the evening with you. And make sure you check out Winterbrook's dates. Go to her website and check her calendar and check her out live and in person.
I'd love to see you.
Thanks
all. And if you're free on the 29th, go see Rose at Chat Noir in Rockville Center, Long Island.
Yes. All right, everybody. Good night. Have a great night. Good night, my dear Winterbrook.
Good night, sweetheart.
All right. Take care, everyone.